Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy. Welcome, everyone, back to the podcast and this next iteration of the Your Energy First podcast. I'm so excited, as always, to get to hold space with you as we co-create together in this space and talk about energy forecast trends. For quite some time, the energy around forecasts and trends has been percolating. And it was important to me to be very intentional about how I show up for this work in the world. What I mean is, energy forecasts are really popular. There's some incredible folks who do them every single month. And you know that for me, while that is their way of sharing their gift, for me, what I am here to do is help you further land, discover yourself, understand more of who you are, how you're meant to bring it in the world, and understand your energy and your intuition. Therefore, I will be doing forecast trends so that you can lean back, sit back, and say, yeah, actually, I've been noticing this too. This feels true to me. Or, you know what, this one doesn't land, but I'd like to hear about other people who might be having that experience. And Aligned the Collective is the Facebook group that you can join for free to discuss these things, share in the comments, if you are so inclined. So the energetic and forecast trends for February. And I want to take a moment and also say that if you are someone who lands on this podcast at a different time, trust that there is a message here for you still. There's a reason that you did. And we want to look at these energies as helping you further hone in and having you know and understand that you are already receiving this information. So this should be validation or help you get some clarity. This is by no means, okay, Emily is talking about the energy forecast trends. Let me go hear what they are, as a means of you outsourcing your power to me or this podcast. Instead, you're leaning back and you're saying, where's the truth in here for me? And what do I need to leave for other people to understand for themselves? So when it comes to the energy for February, the first couple of weeks look like blast off, scattering things into a million different pieces. And part of the reason for that scattered energy is because the divine wants us to fill ourselves up with more source energy, more creative energy. The reason that we're being scattered a bit is because we're actually asking, it's asking us to hone in on what your own personal truth is, while leaving space for the creative unfolding. So as humans, we like deliberate, we like tasks, we like to check boxes, we like to know we're accepted, we like to know that we've got this, that we're doing it right, that we're safe. So for the first half of the month, this scattered and shattered energy is asking you to lean back into that spaciousness, into that voided area, and actually know that when things are scattered for you, they are still being held by the divine. And when that happens, you have to get out of your head and into your body and into alignment. Body is the second trend that energy has been coming in for a while, and landing and is going to continue to expand on this earth plane. Are you truly listening into your body? Are you in a relationship with your body that when it says, I feel this way, you respond to support it and nurture it? Or do you cover it up and power through? Now, no one here should feel shame or guilt for maybe taking anti-headache medicine or for drinking extra caffeine when you're tired. As we all become more conscious, all versions of ourselves, including our body, will evolve. And how we commune, how you commune with your body, also has to evolve. So for some of you, the first step may simply be acknowledging that your body is communicating with you. It certainly does for your intuition. And it may take time and steps and space for you to take action in response to what your body is sharing with you. If in any way you feel like, oh, I have to start doing this right now, that is not the intention behind this energy. The intention behind this energy is bringing effective awareness to the fact that we have been acting from the outward view in towards our body, and we need to be functioning from the inside out. What a beautiful thing. So what has your body, my guides are saying charmingly, trying to tell you? Part of this trend of being inside the body, deeper, listening, taking new actions in your life to support your body, which is supporting your energy and supporting the work that you do here, is the third major trend, which is reframing the mind. Reframing the mind as a human, a fellow human, is some of the most challenging work as a practitioner. It's dense. It is dense when the beautiful lessons come through to support a client to shift their mind from how it's been performing for a really long time into a new way of being. And this is going to be something that takes time for each of us to adjust. So if we look at the energy of truth that has been coming through in new layers onto this earth plane for a while now, this truth that is holding that which is only aligned in the air and other things can no longer hold. They're trying to hold on. It's harder for them to hold on. We're seeing this play out a lot in the online and celebrity space. We're seeing it in our own lives where things are being mirrored back to us. What is the authentic truth for you? And as you begin to understand more and more and more what that is for you, you begin to reframe your mind, reframe your perspective. overall what this reframing of the mind will look like is it will look like us being true conscious creators here on Earth. That is alignment to the mind, the body, and the soul. I'm already seeing in my private practice and have seen in my own personal work a deep inner restructuring of energies in how we function. And from this place will come more insights, more ease, more joy in our life, more fun, more pleasure. Yet the beauty is it takes time for us to recalibrate and organize our minds in a different direction. It is big, big work. Some of the other, and that actually feels like a newer trend, by the way. Not, it feels new in the sense that the way it's been coming through, because this energy has been here, it's amplifying now. It is amplifying. All energy already exists somewhere, everywhere. So when I say new, I'm really saying heightened in our human experience. Dragon energy. I love dragon energy. I personally do not do a lot of work with dragons. I have had the honor of supporting many clients where dragon energy shows through. And it's incredible. Incredible. The intention with dragon energy is multifaceted and unique to each individual. And one of the energies that they bring is power play. Not how we have defined power or play or power play as a collective, but power play as a new type of energy and way of being. It also is very appropriate, given that with the Chinese New Year coming up, it's the year of the dragon. And I'm very much ready for people to come out of the woodwork and share in a way that feels good to share their experience with dragon energy. And if this is something that resonates with you, you can meditate on it. You can ask the dragon to show you how it's meant to support you. And when you're ready, support others. Any energy or member on your spirit team is there to support you as a step one, so that you can then support others as a step two. If we bypass the experience of a spirit team member supporting ourselves, we can't integrate the lessons and make medicine in order to share it with others. The other fun part of this season, it has felt a little bit Mercury retrograde-y with electronics lately. And as I was holding space for this experience to come through, what they were showing me is that the electromagnetic field of Gaia is experiencing an expansion, also known as an upgrade. And our electronics are feeling it. They notice it. It also means that you yourself and your body are also receiving upgrades. So if you have noticed more bouts of being tired than usual, or you're sort of tired out of the blue, and your body is messaging you to rest, or sometimes we become tired and we actually need movement, and that's what's going to help us, even though that kind of feels a little bit counterintuitive at first. But knowing that a lot of these upgrades that are happening deep within Earth are also to help support, expand your physical body so that your physical body can expand and support the energy that you are growing and evolving and expanding to as well. It all works together. Hence why the mind work is going to become even more prevalent, but becoming more prevalent now. The final aspect trend is that we are each deepening our inner heart work. Now, what's interesting, when Spirit brought this up, Spirit being the activation of source energy, they said this work actually starts with the human mind or consciousness being a bit numb to it. And what's happening right now is we are being asked to sense into what our heart is telling us. There is so much wisdom at the heart energy center, also known as the heart chakra. There is wisdom. There are activations for you. And there are guiding stepping stones. As you breathe new life into your path. So thank you for being here on this journey. I look forward to hearing what it is that you liked about this update to the Your Energy First virtual verbal collective. I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Thank you for bringing both your light and shadow work into this world. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review, and make sure you've signed up for the newsletter for special insights, offerings, and announcements that are just for you. This podcast and website represents the opinions of Emily Marie and her guests to the show and website. The content should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for informational purposes only, and because each person is so unique, please consult your healthcare professional for any medical advice, recommendations, and questions. Views and opinions expressed in this podcast and website are our own and do not represent that of our places of work While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or correction of errors.